Finally, World Cup soccer gets going today with Mexico taking on South Africa in the opening match. The host country has already been partying for days. Thousands of people are mobbing streets and stadiums as South Africans celebrate the triumph of hosting the most watched sporting event in the world. And NPR's Mike Pesca is there.
Here in Soweto, the sprawling township on the outskirts of Johannesburg, Orlando Stadium stands as a modern soccer marvel. Built in only 2 years on the site of a rickety venue that occupied ground where mines once dumped their slag and runoff. It is now up to FIFA World Cup standards, and perhaps more impressively, it's Black Eyed Pea worthy. Gotta love a country that still goes bonkers for Fergie and Will.i.am, who've showed up at past Super Bowls, Democratic National Conventions, even Canadian football's Grey Cup. But more than a few of South Africa's native sons were also on hand for last night's concert, among them Vusi Melasela. The singer-songwriter known as The Voice made clear that he was not addressing a crowd of mere visitors.
This one is to welcome everybody home.
In this song, Melasela is talking about the time during apartheid when the poets left.
Skeleton confessing the age of lamentations.
Melasela used the metaphor of country as skeleton. The next man to hit the stage talked about the apartheid era as being an ugly worm or caterpillar. But now, Desmond Tutu assured the international audience, a butterfly had sprouted wings.
I'm dreaming, man. I'm dreaming. Wake me up! Oh, what a lovely dream! Yeah.
15 miles away, the yeah of the Nobel laureate became the voo-voo-voo of the instrument anyone can play, and no one can play well, the vuvuzela. Nelson Mandela Square in Sandton was one of the many noisy gathering places, but here, in the shadow of an 18-foot-tall statue of Mandela, the South Africans' opening match opponents, the Mexicans, brought some music of their own. Talk about soccer being an international game. 12-year-old Zinedine Huerta is from the U.S., rooting for Mexico in South Africa, and of course named for a great French player. This is Gabriel Huerta, Zinedine's dad, and it's his fifth World Cup.
Mexico City, I was 10 years old. It was very important because it changed my life, changed my vision of my life.
The Dutch wore the funniest hats, the Argentinians the brightest wigs, the Algerians kept reminding people, hey, we're Africans too. And the South Africans, like Isabella Desai, were brimming with pride.
I think my country's going to do an amazing job and that people should stop doubting South Africa. I think it's going to be wonderful.
Crime is a serious problem in South Africa. Four journalists were robbed at gunpoint in their hotel 2 nights ago. And in Mandela Square, I was confronted by three masked men.
El Santo, el Cavernario, Blue Demon, el Bulldog.
Luckily, they were masked Mexican wrestlers. If their team wins today, perhaps they will show their faces. If the South Africans pull the upset, I don't think it could get much louder. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Johannesburg.